KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school action from last night on the basketball front. We had a couple of games for you here on the radio, and it was a nice night for HSTW on the road at Audubon as they pick up a couple of wins. In the girls' game, it was HSTW racing away in the second half. They got 17 points and 10 rebounds from Kinsey Scheffler as they pick up the victory. 11 points also chipped in by Sarah Butcher, who hit three threes in the second half. 10 points from Kate Wise, and they've got eight apiece as well from Claire Harris and Claire Denning on their way to that victory as the Lady Vikes get it done as they finish with 30 rebounds to 14 for Audubon, outdoing them in that category on their way to the big win. So they improved to 4-5 with the victory. In the boys' game we had for you last night, it was a good back-and-forth one. A tie ball game after the first quarter at 19 apiece. It was Audubon leading by three at halftime, 32-29, and then a two-point lead for the Wheelers at the end of the third quarter at 51-49. But HSTW got a bucket to tie it up right away at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and then started to go on a bit of a run to take the lead, and they pulled away at the end of the game. 74-57 the final score as HSTW wins it. They had a big night from Jake Martin. He finished with 14 points in the fourth quarter alone on his way to 27 for the game to lead his team to the win. 19 points apiece from RJ Harris and Jack Paulson as well for the Vikings, as they played a good all-around game. Once again, the rebounding advantage went to HSTW in that game, 29-12. And they got nine rebounds from R.J. Harris, eight out of Jack Paulson, as they helped lead the charge. Audubon was led by 30 points from Tate Killeen in the loss. He got banged up a little bit in the fourth quarter, and you could tell it affected him down the stretch. But just that one little run in the ball game was all it took, and HSTW picks up the win in a good game. 7-2 now their record for the Vikings. The Wheelers fall to 6-4. In other high school basketball scores for you from last night on the boys' side, it was Atlantic picking up a victory over Denison Schleswig at the Atlantic High School gym, 66-44. Chase Molinex led the way with 22 points, four different Trojans in double figures as they pick up that win. Also, Glenwood was a close winner over Kemper Catholic, 57-55. Nate Moore finished with 23 points to lead Glenwood. Harlan edges out St. Albert, 64-61. Logan Clausen drops in 17 for Harlan. Lewis Central, a 67-39 win over Clarinda, as Josh Simmons finished with 16 points. And Red Oak beat Shenandoah 60-57. In Western Iowa Conference basketball, the game we mentioned to you, HSTW beat Audubon 74-57, game much closer than that. IKM Manning was a 53-25 winner over Griswold, as Jared Johnson dropped in 22. Trainer 78-22 over Riverside. Luke Clausen finishes with 19 for the Cardinals. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 65-64. Caleb Harrison with 14 points to lead Tri-Center. And Underwood was a 65-64 winner over Logan Magnolia, as Jacob Previa had 24 points to lead the way for the Eagles. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva beat Peyton Sherdan 79-71. Boyer Valley a 58-50 win over Coon Rapids Bayard. It was Cam getting a big night from Nick Holstey as they went at 70-44 over West Harrison. The two Hensley boys did not play last night for the Cougars, but Nick Holstey picked up the slack. He had a career-high 33 points in the win there for Cam. Exira EHK picked up a 93-65 win over Woodbine. Corner Conference action. East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 49-37. Fremont Mills 48-30 over Essex. Sydney 76-33 over Heartland Christian. Pride of Iowa Conference. Bedford beat Lenox 61-51. Mount Air 52-27 over East Union. Murray beat Lamoni 51-37. And Nottoway Valley was an 80-78 winner over Southwest Valley. Brady Hillpiper had 10 of his 12 points in the fourth quarter, and Tyler Vandewater led the Wolverines with 16 in that win. Other scores, Ankeny Christian Academy beat Orient Maxburg 88-19, Carroll over Boone 68-52, Earlham 88-44 over West Central Valley, and Winterset beat Carlisle 60-58. In girls basketball last night, in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Schleswig beating Atlantic 65-46. Sarah Hylison had 20 points there to lead the Lady Monarchs. Also, in other Hawkeye 10 play, Harlan beat St. Albert 58-38. Nicole Lang had 14 points for the Cyclones. Also, Kemper Catholic beat Glenwood 64-35 as Brooklyn Bakey had 16 points. Also, Lewis Central beat Clarinda 76-24, Red Oak 60-57 over Shenandoah. Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW that 68-40 win over Ottoman. IKM Manning 70-25 over Griswold as Kaya Rasmussen had 20 points. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 49-26 as Delaney Edelman dropped in 15. Trainer a 68-7 win over Riverside. Kayla Chapman with 18 for Trainer. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 47-27. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva top Peyton Sherdan 66-58. Boyer Valley a 53-26 win over Coon Rapids Bayard as Aaron Weber dropped in 19. Cam was a 57-27 winner over West Harrison. Exira EHK beat Woodbine 74-22. Corner Conference, Fremont Mills 39-33 over Essex. Sydney beat Heartland Christian 74-27. Pride of Iowa Conference, Lenox over Bedford 47-37. Mount Air beat East Union 68-31. Murray a 46-18 win over Lamoni. And Nottoway Valley 59-53 over Southwest Valley as Alyssa Davis and Annie Herr both had 15 points for the Wolverines. Also, in other scores, ACGC beat Woodward Granger 37-31. And Boone was a 61-39 winner over Carroll. That's high school basketball from last night. In other notes from Iowa City, Iowa confirmed the departures of cornerbacks Josh Jackson and center James Daniels and reserve quarterback Tyler Wiegers. The Hawkeyes say in a release that Jackson and Daniels intend to declare for the NFL draft, while Eastern Michigan announced this week that Wiegers is joining their program as a graduate transfer. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson has this report on James Daniels.
Junior center James Daniels announced via social media he'll skip his senior season to enter the draft. Daniels started 23 games the past 2 years after making two starts at guard as a true freshman. Earlier this week, All-American corner Josh Jackson announced he's leaving after his junior season. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
And Todd Kim there with that report. Also, in other football notes, the Titans will be without running back DeMarco Murray for their AFC wildcard game against the Chiefs today. Murray hurt his right knee late in a loss on December 24th to the LA Rams and has not practiced since. He finished the season with a career worth 659 yards rushing, but he ran for six touchdowns and also caught 39 passes for 266 yards and another score. The Chiefs will be having a couple of players questionable for today. Albert Wilson, the wide receiver, is questionable. Doubtful for the game today is defensive lineman Raheem Nunez-Roches for the Chiefs. We'll have the Chiefs and the Titans for you today. 2 o'clock pregame, 3:35 kickoff from Arrowhead Stadium. In college basketball, off to a 3-0 start in Missouri Valley action, the Drake Bulldogs are on the road to face Indiana State. The Sycamores are 2-1 in the league race, and Drake coach Nico Medved says with three of the next four games on the road, this will be a tough stretch for the Bulldogs.
I'm really happy for these guys. They're great kids. They've bought in from day one. They've worked really, really hard. They've been through a lot, and it's fun for me to watch them have some success. And we got a long ways to go. We got to keep getting better. This conference race is going to be a grind.
Senior guard Reed Timmer says the players are enjoying having some success.
It's huge, especially for our upperclassmen. We've been through so much together, and for us to stay together and for us to have this good start, it's going to bode well for us going down later in play. We know that there's a lot left, but it's really going to get our momentum going and show that we're here to play.
That's a 1 o'clock tip time here today on the road. Iowa State also on the road today as they'll take on Oklahoma State down at Gallagher-Iber Arena and Stillwater. That'll be a 3 o'clock tip time. That one televised on ESPNU. And one other note from the NFL, John Gruden is heading back to the Oakland Raiders sideline. A person with knowledge of the situation says the Raiders will hold a news conference Tuesday to reintroduce Gruden as their latest head coach. ESPN reports that Gruden accepted a 10-year, $100 million deal to come back to the team that he coached from 1998 to 2001. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.